The scripture today is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Amen. The sermon title is Faith.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 11,000 brain churches around the world as well as in Korea, and those in local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service through internet and GCN. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God, who has blessed us to have this 2017 men's, women's, and prayer devotees devotional service. I also give thanks to those who have prepared for this service with all your heart and mind. Dear devotees and congregation, do you believe in God? Hebrews 11, verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. I believe there is no Darwinist right here, evolutionist, because they are denying God the Creator, right? Well, the worlds were prepared by the word of God. By the word of God, something was created from nothing. That's why worldly people cannot believe. However, once they know God the Creator, they cannot but believe this fact. So that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Whatever is seen to our eyes were created from nothing. That's what it says. As in the verse, we believe in God who created all things and in His only Son, Jesus Christ. If we truly believe, we can receive answers in the name of Jesus Christ, even for impossible things. But even though we all say we believe, the size of each one's faith is different from person to person. As in 1 John 2, verse 12 to 14, there is faith of little children, and there is faith of young men. There is also mature faith of fathers. For new believers, it's not easy to obey the word of God that they are learning. It's not easy for them to pray just for an hour. In tests and hardships, they complain and become disheartened. But are you new Christians, newborn Christians? Do you have a faith of little children or of young men or fathers? There is a faith of little children, of young men, and there is mature faith of fathers, okay? Now, what kind of faith you got? But as their faith increases and they realize God's love with their heart, it becomes increasingly easier to practice the truth. Through fastings and prayers, they struggle against and cast away sins by receiving the power of God. They overcome persecution with joy and thanksgiving. As their faith keeps on growing, they get closer to the faith of a father with which they can understand the deep heart and will of God. Many of you have cultivated spirit that are going toward whole spirit. There are many of you who are following them to reach the rock of faith and the spirit. Even if you are new Christians who have weak faith, as long as you ride on this flow of whole spirit, you can cultivate faith at the levels of the rock and spirit. God the Father has given a message titled Faith to you, devotees, today. So I urge you to check your faith once again and march on with more strength. In doing so, may you cultivate mature measure of faith of the Christ and partake in the glory that shines like the sun. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Your devotees, the kind of faith that God the Father wants of you, first of all, is unchanging faith. You know this well, unchanging faith. Faith is truthfulness. Spiritual faith is like pure gold, which is never changing. If you have fleshly faith, however, it will change any time. So, you say you believe, but some faith, I mean, what kind of faith you got? Faith is truthfulness, okay? It's like pure gold, which never changes. Do you have this spiritual faith or fleshly faith that can change any time? Answer me.
Well,
are you not confident? What kind of faith you have? You confess, you believe in the Almighty God, but if you face troubles, don't you rely on man rather than relying on God? You made your mind to go into spirit and to change yourself, but it doesn't work out as you wished. Then haven't you just gone back to the previous state? You ardently prayed for a desire of your heart, but when the answer is not given in the way you want it, haven't you not complained that God is not giving it to you? And haven't you let all your prayers count for nothing? In some cases, you say you believe the word of God, but you interpret it the way you see fit for your personal gain. When you pray and stop, or when you face troubles, you stop praying, or you doubt the word, or you change your mind, and you give up your duty. God says, do not be a guarantor. Do not borrow or lend money among the church members. Do not talk about worldly things in the church. So you can just obey them. It's not difficult. But because you don't completely trust His words, you interpret them in a way that is very favorable to you with your greed or fleshly thoughts. He is trustworthy, so I can act as a financial guarantor for him. It's just a small amount. It's okay to borrow money. This information is good, so I can talk about this business just a little bit with him. Because you change God's words, just as Eve changed God's word, you will surely die, into you will die. Your trust with God is broken, and you might face tests and trials that were brought by Satan. Also, if you have changing of mind, your faithfulness and fervor also cool down. In the past, even though others didn't recognize you, you did many kinds of hard work though, in the church, such as dining hall, traffic, and cleaning duties. You took delight in giving to God and help the needy, even if you had to cut down your living expenses. But you got second thoughts from a certain point in time. Nobody knows me because I only do the things behind the scenes. But they do the duties that are easily seen, and they are recognized by people much more than me. I work harder than them, but their faith grows much faster than mine. I diligently gave to God a lot of offerings, but how come I don't receive blessings? You have many kinds of thoughts like this. Now, your faith is shaken, and you say, does God remember me? Am I no longer loved by God? I hope your faith in God's promises, your faith in and obedience to the Word of God, and your fervor in service for God's kingdom will never change. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So I ask you to unchangingly practice the truth with your trust in the faithful God so that you can reap the fruits of blessings. Your devotees and the congregation. The kind of faith that God wants of you, secondly, is the faith to believe in the invisible spiritual realm. The invisible spiritual realm. It is invisible, right? So it's hard to have faith. You say, Father, you believe in Father God, but Father God is invisible. Who is in the invisible spiritual realm? But even though He is invisible, you believe because you have seen so many evidences, the power of God and signs and wonders that Father God manifested before your eyes. That's why you can believe and you can trust. Without them, which is the case of other members in other churches, they cannot have faith. The kind of faith that Father God wants of you, secondly, is the faith to believe in the invisible spiritual realm. To the unbelievers, this visible, physical world is everything. They try to take and enjoy every, even just one more thing in this world. They do many evil things to get power. They desire to get bigger houses, fancy food, luxurious cars, and fine clothes and handbags. When others take overseas vacations, they envy them. They don't worry about what to eat or which clothes to wear only when they are very poor. They continually seek and desire physical things. They want to have better food, take better things, and get more things than now. They take health foods because they want to live a long life with good health. For this reason, the unbelievers mostly talk about which health food is best, which restaurant is good, what the current trends are, and what business they can invest in to make more money. If they hear there is a heaven and hell, they say they cannot accept it, and they will find out when they die. They say they cannot believe in the invisible God, and that Jesus Christ died and rose again. There was a testimony this morning, and in
설림 부국장님이 3월 초에 구토와 어지럼증
the editor in chief of a Christian newspaper fell down from nausea feeling, and he found a tumor in his brain, and it was serious in the brain surgery. Before this brain surgery in March, Mr. Im Jong-kwon, who is the president of Christian newspaper, advised him to pray, to receive prayer from Dr. Gerald Lee. And he used to receive great grace through my writings. And he opened magazine Manmin Today, which showed my picture, and Mr. Lim prayed for him earnestly. And he was examined the next day to receive surgery, but the tumor disappeared completely. Doctors were so shocked, and he was set free from hospital on that day. After receiving prayer, his dizziness, nausea feeling was all gone. Mr. Lim, he has in a spiritual eyes open, and he has faith, and he introduces, you know, Manmin Church to many people. Since he has faith, he advised his co-worker to receive, you know, to pray for him with his hand on my picture. Even though he is invisible, but God is invisible, since, you know, Mr. Lim believes he has faith, and he believed that, you know, if he prays with his colleague's hand on his picture, you know, his colleague can be healed. No, he didn't go through surgery. He didn't, you know, he believed in Father God's work, you know, who creates something from nothing. I mean, these cases are found everywhere. Well, your current faith, I mean, it happened a long time ago. You know, back then, the faith was, you got so great faith. And they believed that, you know, once they touched my car, you know, they were healed. They believed it. You used to believe that. You know, once you touch my car, you know, you could be healed. In Pakistan, when I had the crusade in Pakistan, there was a college student, and it was a polio, I guess. You know, she couldn't, right there, she's the one. Well, she touched my car, because there were too many people, she couldn't come close to me. She touched my car, and she was healed of her polio. And then she got rid of his steps and crouch, and then she could walk. Such works are taking place. So our congregation increased their faith, you know, but the evidence was there. And they believed that, you know, they could be healed once they touched, you know, my car. But, so you used to touch my car many times. There was a time like that. But time passed by, and you somehow stopped, you know, touching my car.
차만 만져도 치료되는 그 믿음이
that faith,
어디로 가냐 이 말이에요. 또 어디로
where is it now?
그대로 되는 건데.
It's done according to your faith.
탄차니까.
Since it is the card that I write on, once you touch it,
그때는 그러니까
I mean, you believed.
뭐 여튼 여러 가지 그때는 역사가 일어났어요.
That there were many works in the place, you know. When you had the good faith, you believed it. But time passes by, and your faith got fainted, and somehow it cooled down. But in the faith cools down among you, and you don't even touch, and you just ask me to pray for you with my hand on your body or your head. If you truly believe, just as written in the Bible, you can say, just say it, and my servant will be healed. You gotta have this kind of faith. You have to have mature faith like this. You don't need to try to receive my prayer with my hand on your body. You know, it can be done, even as I say. So, the one who received prayer from Mr. Lim did not know me well, but he believed in Mr. Lim's advice, and he received his prayer.
You know,
he put my picture on his chest, and he was healed. I didn't put my hand on him. Only by faith, there is nothing impossible. However, where is that faith you had before? If they hear there is heaven and hell, they say they cannot accept it, and they will find out when they die. They say they cannot believe in the invisible God, and that Jesus Christ died and rose again. They don't believe in the resurrection. But Jesus said in John 20, verse 29, blessed are they who did not see and yet believed. You certainly believe without seeing. You cannot see God with physical eyes, but just by looking at the things of the nature, you can believe in the existence of God the Creator. Above all, you believers in this church have witnessed the power of God, and you can certainly believe in the Almighty God. So, those who didn't shake my hands in the morning, they just wave at me when my car passed by. You know, when they are lucky, they touch my hand. But, you know, they are healed of their cancer and they testify to their healings. However, and not only today, but also yesterday, many members, they come to me to receive my individual prayer. And they ask me to pray on the picture. Please pray with your hand on this picture. He is in hospital. She is in hospital. She is waiting for surgery. It's a cancer. Please pray so that the surgery can be successful. I had the case twice yesterday. Well, I'm quite a bit disappointed at that. Even though they have witnessed the works of God, they are receiving my prayer to get surgery work well. Even though they listen to the word, they still don't have faith. What should I do? Even though there are so many works, can't you believe? Well, not all of you have that kind of faith, but some of you. However, after surgery, they got no chance for survival, although. But if you have faith and show your faith and you can be healed, how good it is. Even though I tell you how it can work. However, you don't choose that way, but try to get surgery after receiving my prayer. Please pray for my surgery. You can believe all the 66 books of the Bible. And you believe there are great judgments in heaven and hell is given in the Bible. For this reason, you don't have any desire of this momentary earth, but you put your hope in heaven. Also, Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive a 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left houses or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age." There are members who have this kind of faith, who truly work for Father God's kingdom and his righteousness. They gave up everything. And they will receive 100 times more, just as Father God said. They will receive 100 times blessing, and they run toward the Holy Spirit.
The president
of Women's Mission, I asked her in prayer house, "Now, in this case, what will you do?" She said she would give up everything for Father God's kingdom. "Sure, I can do that." Of course, you know, she made up her mind like that even in the past. Now, her husband, he's the president of Men's Mission. I believe, you know, he's the same. Amen. His entire family. For Father God's kingdom, they are ready. Mother and father, son, and the daughter, they can give up everything. That is true faith. This is true faith. And I have lived such, you know, Christian life with that kind of faith. For Father God's kingdom, even though I was a new Christian, I gave up everything. I gave up my wife, my children, and those who were in the first or second level of faith, don't misunderstand. Okay? After that, what you gain after that, Father God gives you 100 times more if you give up. So I gave up. And I didn't run after flesh. Then I received, you know, 100 times more. My children became pastors, all of them. And they love me more. And they become pastors of God's power, along with my wife. You know, she didn't complain. You know, "I hate you." She didn't say so. Think of her. And you can imagine how much she loves me. And she is loved. That's the result of giving it up. As I gave up all fleshly things, what was left? Only spirit. In the flesh, it changes. It sways back and forth. But once you give it up, only spirit is left. The spiritual heart. That's what our Lord is desiring of you. Give up your household, your wife, your children. Then you will get 100 times more. You know, when I found his word like that when I was a new Christian, I decided to give up. I didn't know its spiritual meaning. I didn't know the spiritual meaning. But, you know, I started to give it up without knowing its meaning. And I asked my children, even though I was a new Christian, don't call me father or daddy. There is a position that is given from the church, so call me deacon.
But
they started to call me deacon instead of daddy, even though they were my lovely daughters, and to my wife too. And they didn't call me honey, hubby, or daddy. They just called me Deacon Lee, the title that is given by God. And I started to realize what is the spiritual meaning in it. And I entered the deeper level of spirit as I was obeying. And Pastor Sojin Lee, Pastor Mi-kyung Lee, Pastor Mi-young Lee went into deeper level of spirit along with my wife. Struggling against, you know, spiritual warfare as they pray fervently. They changed like that. And my family became a family of spirit. And now it tries to become a family of all spirit. They changed like that. And they become the men of, you know, power of God. Father God's word is for sure. What a great, tremendous blessing. And they are already deserve a place to go to New Jerusalem. The word of God, once you obey it, comes back with blessings. And they are all healthy. They are full of hopes for New Jerusalem. Otherwise, well, I imagine what would have happened. They could have sought after a flesh or the world. But, you know, they cast off such, you know, fleshly things. But they deal everything with spirit. That's why they became spiritual children. And my family became beautiful spiritual family. And my three daughters, since it is, you know, spiritual family, they got no envy, no jealousy. This is mine. You know, since you're my little sister, you know, you don't need to get it. It's mine. They don't say so. They just share it together. They just want to give it to. They just want to give it. They don't seek for their own benefit. Because that's the spirit. They changed like that. You know, my family became like that a long time ago. So it's so, we're so happy. And they manifest the power of God. As you can see, all of them. And they have authority over the word. Then, you know, if you obey the word of God, you know, it's obvious. So don't misunderstand, okay? Do I have to give up my husband and wife or children? Some may say so, but you may say so because you don't know the spiritual meaning, but once you understand it, it will become great blessing for you. And after I gave up, we received great blessing, spiritual blessing. All of them became the people of whole spirit and the pastors of power of God, and they go to the world. And my daughters became like that. What a great blessing it is. So don't misunderstand, okay? Well, you don't understand me, and don't misunderstand me, okay? The houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. So you may receive the persecutions. Until you enter spirit, you may face, you know, trials and tests. In some cases,
no.
In When I, before I started this church, one of my daughters, you know, Pastor Su Jin Lee, I guess, she fell down. So it was before I started this church. But my neighbors back then, you know, spread numerous. You know, I mean, how should they believe like that? Even those, some of them were Christians. I had firm faith, and I believed that, you know, she can survive once receiving prayer. But I never worried about it. But back then, you know, neighbors, you know, when she fell down due to brain problem, when she felt nausea and she tried to, you know, throw up, you know, they blamed me, but I prayed for her, and she became calm. I tried to go to college, and Pastor Su Jin Lee, and she got up, and she said, I have to go to church, right? Today. It was Wednesday. So even though she fell down and she was hurt, you know, she remembered she had to go to church. It was Sunday. I mean, it was Wednesday. She was hurt on Monday. And on Wednesday, she woke up when I was about to go to college, and she said so. And I had the peace in my heart that she survived. Of course, I believed that she would survive. But once, you know, she woke up, and you know, I was so relieved. With the refreshed heart, I could go to college. And then after I came home, she was not there. She already went to church to attend Wednesday service. She fell down. She got unconscious. Her eyes became strange, but after receiving my prayer on Monday, she went to church on Wednesday. But before she was healed like that, you know, neighbors, you know, came and then they blamed because of, you know, wrong faith, and she got concussion. You know, such, you know, persecutions may come to you. But after that, you know, when she was healed, you were able to give glory to God because she just received a prayer and she was healed and she became healthy. And all we had to do was just giving glory to God. The patriarchs of faith wanted to follow God's will, even if it meant suffering and trials, rather than enjoying the momentary pleasures of sin on this earth. If you really believe the invisible spiritual realm and eternal heavenly kingdom, your life on this earth will certainly change. You will not seek wealth and fame of this earth, but try to store up in heaven. You will invest your time and effort in spiritual things rather than physical things. I myself lived such a life. I stored up in heaven again and again. Whenever I got time, I did. I always wanted to find more to give. I was looking for things to give to God, always. Since I store up like this to Father, before Father God, Father God is so pleased and He gives me blessings back again and again. Father God gives me overflowing blessings. And I always try to give help to the needy for the goodness of God. for ministry and mission works. I never spare to help missions. And whenever I did that, you know, Father God returned me 30, 60, 100 times. So once you have faith, you can do that. Since you don't have such faith, you just give according to your faith. But you know, according to my faith, you know, I always try to give. You will invest your time and effort in spiritual things rather than physical things. You will not seek wealth and fame of this earth, but try to store up it in heaven. You will care for God's kingdom more than you care for your family and children. You take delight in giving for the souls and for God's kingdom by saving your own time and money. After Apostle Paul dedicated his life for the Lord, what was he left with? In a physical sense, he was a convict, sentenced to death, was just waiting for his execution in the cold underground prison, without a scrap of thick clothing to cover him. But in a spiritual sense, he had the honor of being an apostle of the Lord, with the great power of God, and with countless souls who were saved through him. He had the crown of righteousness and the glory of New Jerusalem, and the Lord was waiting to embrace him with his arms wide open. Then, what are you left with through the life and faith you have been leading so far? What will you get when you stand before the Lord and judgment of God? I ask of you in the name of the Lord to look to the spiritual realm and store up things in heaven with faith. Dear devotees and the congregation, the kind of faith that God the Father wants of you, thirdly, is to believe in God the Father who changes you to make you perfect. It is also to believe that the power of the shepherd will change you. Okay? To believe in God the Father who changes you to make you perfect, and to believe that the power of the shepherd will change you. Do you believe that you will go into spirit and the whole spirit? I certainly do. I've been asking for greater power from the start of this church until this day. And I've been able to endure this past 7 years because of this faith. It is to see the day when you will come forth as true children of God. In 1990, Father God told me to fill up the city of New Jerusalem. Father God told me so, to fill up the city of New Jerusalem. Back then, I didn't know what it meant. You know, it's virtually impossible to enter, you know, New Jerusalem back then. Back then, almost virtually, I was the only one in the church. But Father God told me to fill the city of New Jerusalem with people. How can I do that? But since it is the word of God, I said amen. But I didn't know what to do. What should I do? So I started to pray. And now, what about you? Can you fill it up? Can we fill it up? Of course we can. You have changed. And what's the number? Number of those, you know, changed. You changed. And there is a Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. And through those processes, you will change for sure, and you can surely go to New Jerusalem. So, what's the number? Back then, as I said earlier, you will find people of spirit everywhere, wherever your head turns. To your left, to your right, before you, after you, all men of all spirit. You will change like that. The Canaan sanctuary will be filled with such people, and they will surely go to New Jerusalem eventually. So in 1990, I think it was mid-90, when Father God told me to fill up the city of New Jerusalem with people, I had no idea, but I just said amen, and I started to obey. But now, well, I don't have that kind of man, because I can see it now. I can see people who will enter New Jerusalem. Those who obey will surely go to New Jerusalem, right? Those who don't obey, those who commit sin, those who do evil, those who lie, those who do things Father God prohibit from doing it, well, they are the exceptions. Because they don't obey, you know, they are the exceptions. But other than them, those who obey will surely go to New Jerusalem. So most of you obey, right? So you can go to New Jerusalem. So how wonderful it is. How marvelous. Once we go to Canaan Sanctuary and Grand Sanctuary, you will greet like this. Wow! My deaconess! I will see you in New Jerusalem. Wow, deacon! But back then, in later days, you will become senior deaconess. And I will see you in New Jerusalem. You will greet like this. Yet, is there anybody who says something like this? Can I really do that? My heart field and inner heart are not good, and it's not going to work no matter how much I try. I'm way behind those who are going ahead. I'm so embarrassed before God that I don't even have strength to pray. Is there anyone who feels like this? Well, you'll be done according to your faith. My heart field and inner heart are not good. It's not going to work out. Well, if you think like that, you know, it'll be done so. Because that's your faith. You got to change your heart. My heart field? Even though it appears to be, you know, fall short to go to New Jerusalem, even though I seem like this now, but I will surely go to New Jerusalem. I will work hard. I will pray hard. I will change myself, and I will surely go to New Jerusalem. If you make this kind of confession of faith, then you can surely go. So what kind of confession you make, how, what kind of faith you show, you know, it judges whether you go to New Jerusalem or hell, in worst case. I'm way behind those who are going ahead. Well, change this word. Even though I seem to be behind, but not right now, not anymore, I will surely go ahead of them. I will run faster, and I will be ahead of them. I will surely go. Why don't you confess like this? Does anybody require you to pay it to confess like this? You'll be done according to your faith, Father God says. You'll be done according to your faith. Then you don't need to pay to confess like this. Just confess it according to your faith. Then, and work. Then impossible will become possible. The possible things will become even more prosperous. Men's mission members, blessings you can receive in this way. I'm so embarrassed before God that I don't even have strength to pray. Is there anyone who feels like this? The God you and I believe in has nothing that is impossible for him. He parted the Red Sea, sent down fire from heaven, made a dead stick bud, bloom, and even produce a fruit. I experienced this a lot. I think I told you before. But you seem to forget this. You know, I asked people around me, but they don't remember. This time, in the Gethsemane prayer house, there was a 100-year-old tree. Have you seen it? Raise your hand. Put it down. I can see some in front. Been there? You see it? There is a tree, 100-year-old. It is so old.
The
half of it already died. Only a half was alive. Someone gave that tree to me, and I asked people to plant it in my house, in my prayer house. Half of it was almost gone. There was a reason I planted that tree. I decided to revive it. Half of it was already dead, and it didn't have any chance to bud out. It looked terrible. But I decided to pray and revive it and give glory to God. So I asked people to plant it. But the oak tree was so huge like this. And I had to pray earnestly, but you know, when there is a good news, then I will let you know. I revived trees in the past in such a state. As I told you before, a senior deaconess Vin bought me a tree. It was quite big. And the tree died. A few days later. And it was there for about a year. It had been dead for a year. So it was in outside of the room. There were no leaves and nothing. It died completely. And it wasn't easy for me to get rid of it. It was big because someone had to take it out on a car, but it was sitting there in the outside room. What about praying for it and reviving it? So I prayed for it. Revive. That's how I prayed. Whenever I pray, I don't pray. I always pray by faith. Even though it's been dead for a year, you know, I prayed like that. And I forgot. Next day, and it was budding out. The green leaf was seen. It's been dead for more than a year. But a bud came out. Ah, that's right, I prayed for it yesterday. A bud came out, and a few days later, it started to grow up. And I planted it in a branch and sent it to the church. Later on, he grew up well in the church. And, we got some branches from the tree and then sent it to other places. That's what I recalled. So I asked people to plant the oak tree. Because, the tree doesn't have good look, but I try to revive it. But if you have faith, you can even revive that tree. It does not mean that, a new Christian prays for that tree and he revives, okay? It's not the case, okay? But one with the power of God can do it. The power and authority of God. When such people pray for it, they can revive the authority and power. No, I'm so embarrassed before God that I don't even have strength to pray. Is there anyone who feels like this? The God you and I believe in has nothing that is impossible for Him. He got nothing impossible. Since we believe that, there are things which look impossible to the eyes of normal people. I always, tell people around me to plant faith in them. Plant spiritual faith in them. I always, give them examples. Impossible will become possible only once you believe and pray. And to the people in prayer house. Someday it will bud out. They will believe that all I have to do is just amen and believe. Until they are given such faith, once faith grows up like that, they can become pastor with the power of God. Even though they don't enter such a level, they can manifest the power of God once I command them. To raise them like that, I'm educating them. You are the same. I want to educate to the level like that. It depends on how much you obey. Those who obey, it will be done according to their obedience. There is nothing impossible to Father God. He parted the Red Sea, sent down fire from heaven, and made a dead stick bud bloom, and even produce a fruit. And you have experienced this a lot. The sky was covered with dark clouds, and the rain was pouring. When I prayed, the sky cleared up, and then under that, clean sky, where we were having, service, there was no rain. Now, why is it compared to the parting the Red Sea? When I prayed, the sky up there, clouds cleared up. That's not the exact power to part the Red Sea. I mean, all night long, up there, high up there in the sky, there was strong wind, but clouds didn't come. It was cleared up like that. That's the power of parting the Red Sea. All night long, wind blew, and the Red Sea, stayed as parted. We had hours under the sky, but the clouds didn't come back. It was way high in the sky. And in that altitude, winds blow too strong, but clouds didn't gather. We had a beautiful, time. You experienced it, right? Can you show it us again?
So
Once clouds and are gathered together, you know, it might rain, but they didn't. It stayed like that. They cleared up in the middle, and then it stayed like that until we finished the education. After the education, I prayed for the sick, and you testified all night long. It stayed like that, cleared up. So it can be compared to the power parting the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea, sent down fire from heaven, and made a dead stick bud, bloom, and produce a fruit. These kind of works, I have manifested. He can make dry bones become a mighty army. He can even make descendants of Abraham from rocks. If you truly believe in this God, you shouldn't have the word disheartened in your vocabulary. Also, if you trust your shepherd, and if you believe that he has filled up the 99% of justice for you, you shouldn't have any doubt. Of course, it's not something easy to come forth as spirit in today's world. In times past, when people had relatively good conscience, there were few men of spirit and whole spirit. But today, which is very close to the end, it's difficult even to barely keep their faith and be saved. But God has given this church the holiness gospel and such great and amazing power. During this past special Daniel prayer meeting, most of you experienced your sinful natures being burned with the fire of the Holy Spirit if you showed a little bit of longing. If you just fill up the remaining 1%, the Father God will surely cause you to be changed. Also said, I'll take you to New Jerusalem, even if it is by putting a hook on your nose. So if you trust your shepherd, how can there be any room for getting disheartened or giving up? You should be thankful for just being able to realize your shortcomings. You should encourage yourself once again and say, I'm so thankful that Father God is leading me to New Jerusalem, although I lack so much. How thankful that the shepherd did 99% and is telling me to do only 1%. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30 says, if I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness, as Paul confessed. You shouldn't talk about your weakness, but the weaker you are, the more you should boast of the Almighty God and the Lord and the Shepherd. Let me conclude this message, dear devotees and the congregation. We had the Spirit Festivity this May 3rd. 3 years ago, I started this feast because I cherish those who come into Spirit so much, and I wanted to comfort them and reward them for their hard efforts. And through this, I wanted more believers to long for Spirit and have more hope for New Jerusalem by tasting some spiritual space through the decoration of the prayer house. This was the heart of God the Father as well. And I believe you felt this heart of the Father even more dearly in this past feast of Spirit. He cherishes his children who have changed into spirit, and he wants to be with them. Furthermore, he wants to bless those children who are not in spirit yet to be changed and to be there next time. You deeply felt this love and desire of the Father during that day. Those without wife, those without husband there, they thought about their wives or husbands or children. They missed your children. Well, I'm here They are not here, but I enjoy it. Would they forget you? They wished if they were with you. You know, they made up their mind to lead you into spirit. They spend the day like that. The Father wants you to trust in His love so that you can eat at the Father's table in the heavenly banquet that will take place in the future. Even from now, God the Father will keep on giving you grace without ceasing. You can just trust Him. That's right. You look so lovely. As in this message, try to cast away changing of mind and store up in heaven, not on this earth. Don't consider your weakness and shortcomings, but you can just rely on the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd, and obey God's word. In doing so, as Jesus said in John 11:40, did I not say to you that if you believe you will see the glory of God? May you partake in the glory of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. I'll pray. Father God, lay your hands on these people. From head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn it by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Receive spiritual and physical blessing. Father, give them strength. Let them receive blessing. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Let all skin diseases go away. Be cleansed. All last stage of cancer, transfer cancer, go away. Lung diseases, all kinds of diseases, pneumonia, all kinds of diseases go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, all kinds of diseases, let them be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Please bless InVictory viewers and watchers and TV in Russia viewers. Please lay your hands on them and give them answers to their prayers. Be cleansed. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.